The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Father of mine.
Dad is brought to you by JM Synthetics. Online at jmsynthetics.com.
Good morning.
Dad, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Very well. Good morning to you. Everybody doing okay over there?
Yeah, we're fine. How about you guys?
Not bad. I was expecting some snow this morning, but it hasn't yet happened.
As a matter of fact, I was too. I got up there, looked out the window, and I see, oh, same amount. And nothing has come down. My driveway is spotless. But somehow or other, I think we're going to get enough stuff.
Yeah, I do too. Now, what's interesting, though, is Diana, as you know, works for the schools. And they, even though it hasn't snowed one snowflake, they canceled school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that because of that, or is that a secondary reason?
No, I think it's because of the snow. In fact, most of the schools around here are closed, and they're saying like 8 inches of snow. And if it were to start like in the next few hours, that would make, I guess, when the kids come home really, really bad, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know,
can you believe this whatever's happening? It shut the country down.
Are you talking about the snow that hit recently?
Just the weather.
Well, did you see that story in Virginia about all those cars on the side of the road?
Yes. My God.
Yeah, that was.
Aren't we lucky in this state?
Yeah, so far so good, you know. And
Yes. Hey, before you get on our own program, I'd like a moment to say something.
Yeah, okay, Dad. What's going on?
What's going on is I want to greatly let your audience know that I'm indebted to them for giving me the opportunity, giving me and Joanne the opportunity to exchange some words or hopefully wisdom or something to that effect. This is an opportunity I've never had in my life, and I have this opportunity to do that. So I want to thank you for being my I called you as my fan, which is true.
Yeah, we're all fans, Dad.
Well, everyone that is involved in that is a fan. I appreciate the opportunity that I've had to do the speech that probably don't even make sense to you guys.
Oh. No, it absolutely makes sense, Dad. Everybody loves you.
I love you all. I'm grateful to the opportunity. So may the year be blessed and wonderful for you guys and your families. Amen.
Dad, I got a new audience member named Ron who he's a new retiree. He just turned 65 years old and he just started listening this week. Do you have any words of wisdom for new retiree Ron?
Ron? Is that a Ron, like Ronald?
Yeah.
Okay, Ron, I'll tell you, well, you got quite a few years to catch up with me yet.
Yeah.
But your day is coming. just cherish that. Every moment of the day that you can get your hands on, that you are well and you can relax now. You don't have to punch the clock or the time. And take it easy. One thing is a big, big, big problem.
Yeah.
People get angry. And when you get angry and you cool down, think about it.
Yeah, yeah. You always...
Is it worth to go through what you did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, anger is something, I don't know, it's probably a mental problem that we all have. That if it doesn't go our way, we're going to get angry.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's mad.
I know, I'm not saying that. I'm just making an analogy in here.
Yeah.
What it is, hey, when we get older and someone is ignoring us, I mean, I'm upset.
Okay, so...
I'm trying to cherish the fact that I can control that.
Yeah, you got to... Yes, okay, gotcha. So, Ron, get ready. People are going to ignore you.
It don't matter. If I listen to what I say and then ignore me, well, we're fine. You've got the right to do that.
There you go, Ron. You can look forward to a steady life of being ignored.
Yes. Well, what? How can you stop ignorance?
Well, I don't know if I don't.
Everyone has got some ignorance in them.
I don't know if ignoring is the same as ignorance.
Well, ignorant and ignoring, the derivative of the same family.
Yeah, you're right. They are ignorance and ignoring are a derivative of the same family.
Really?
All right. Yeah, the root word of ignorance is ignore.
Okay. Thank you for the analogy that you put in.
Okay, Dad. Very good.
But I want to tell my retiree that we're talking about, they enjoy the day, every day, with calmness.
Okay. I think he's going to. He seems to be a really laid-back gentleman. So.
That's wonderful.
Right.
That is wonderful. Now, I wish I had that mentality, which I never did in my days.
What? You were never calm? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was always on a hypermobile and kept going all over the country, you know.
Is that what you refer to that silver van that you had as the hypermobile?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Andy writes, Dear Meathead, my wife and I had our last child when we were 40 years old. How old do you think is too old to have a child?
Well, there is a situation I'm thinking about. When a person is older than a natural or standard norm, doesn't have the patience that the child gives him. The problems that a child gives you throughout the growing years, it's going to cost you to blow up all the time because he is or she is younger. He's just coming up to do the things that you did 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 40 years ago.
Right.
Now, Joanne says she disagrees with me.
Okay.
But then again, she's entitled to
Yeah, sure.
You'll wait till I catch her all by herself. I'm a nailer. But anyway, see, I lost the trend.
Yeah, you were saying that old people don't have patience.
You've got to. I think that's a strange thing that this subject came up because during my sleep, at the earlier hours that I was beginning to wake up and all that, I started to think how much I have done as a kid, really.
Yeah.
My parents or parent.
Yeah.
That tolerated me and or beat the hell out of me, which they never did. You know, so listen to a child. When a child wants to do something and you're definitely adamantly against that.
Yeah.
Don't have a 2-hour subject of conversation.
Yep.
Just say no because it's like this.
Okay. Gotcha.
Instead of angry, just say, no, it just can't be done because of what
right,
I think
right.
is right, and I'm not going to allow you to do that.
Right.
Simple.
Okay. Hey, question for you. Did you happen to see the football player the other day take off all of his equipment and run off the field half naked?
Yes, I did.
I knew you would, and I wanted to run this by you. Aram writes, Happy New Year, Ruben, and to the lovely Joanne. He says...
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate that.
He says, regarding sports and off-field behavior of athletes, how can a fan of sports of a sports team... I guess I thought this was going to be about the guy who took off his clothes. First of all, what did you think about the guy who took off his clothes?
I thought he was nuts. I really thought he was nuts. I don't know what triggered him to do that.
Yeah, I think there was something more to it that explains it a little bit.
Nevertheless, that's not the way to handle whatever anger issue he had.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't calm, since we're talking about that today.
No, he looked like a jerk.
Yeah, kind of like what you said earlier, Dad. Anger is a mental problem we all have.
We do.
I mean,
some of them got very little of it, some got a lot of them, and some of them got control of them. I think I like to control, but I do get upset.
Yeah.
And get angry.
Yeah, it happens. Then you got this. He's talking about this. How can a fan of a sports team root for a player if the player is known to have done something terrible to a woman? Let's say the quarterback for the Lions, or let's say you're a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the quarterback is known to hurt women. How do you root for the team when the quarterback hurts women?
Well, first of all, it's an error to take an entire team and judge them because of one jerk.
Okay.
The guy that caused the problem is not the team. The entire team doesn't share in his opinion.
Right, right.
It's him all by himself.
So,
he's got a mental issue.
Yeah.
He's got to correct it, and it's not going to happen by controlling it. He needs definitely big-time help.
Okay, so it's okay to root for the team even though the quarterback is mean to women.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
The whole team didn't do that.
That's not true.
One idiot did that.
No. Right,
so,
right.
Judge the one incident, judge the character that caused a problem.
Okay. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/video lock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/video lock. eufyofficial.com/video lock.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Dear Meathead, Happy New Year. I have a roommate who is messy. This is from Sarah. Every time he makes a sandwich, he gets mayonnaise or peanut butter all over everything. The countertop, the cupboards, the microwave, the fridge. I've talked to him about it, and it's not getting any better. What do I do? Thank you, Sarah.
Sarah, talking isn't going to help his idiosyncrasies. It just isn't going to happen. What we should start training him is say, hey, listen, you want to make a sandwich? take all of the things that you're going to use for that sandwich, put them on a table, sit in front of it, and make the sandwich at that table.
Yeah.
Then, if you want to mess it up, well, you mess it up. But when you're done and over with, you got to clean it up spotless the way you found it. Clean that table.
Gotcha. Okay. So, hold on a second. I wrote, talking isn't going to help his idiosyncrasies.
Yeah, he's not
going to
listen to that.
No.
But give him a corner to work at. The table is the best place. But getting all over the floor and all that, this is crap. That guy, well, again, here I go.
Yep. That's okay.
I don't want to use the common language.
No, that's all right.
It's crazy. If you had done it in your growing years, I would try to correct you quite
right.
frequently.
I mean, like if you were
learning to do that.
If you were making a sandwich, and let's say you were doing peanut butter and jelly, and you got peanut butter and jelly all over your fingers, you would wipe your hands off before you touched anything, right?
I would clean myself off.
Yes, yeah. That's what normal people do.
Some people stick it in their mouth, and hell, where the hell has that mouth been?
Now, believe me, that happens. Yeah, who knows what's on that finger, you know?
Sure. So, I don't get people when they do these stupid things.
John writes, good morning, Ruben. I'm curious, what was winter like in Iran? Did you have snow there like we do here in Michigan?
John, we've had quite a bit of snow. This snow is nothing compared to what we used to get.
I'm talking about in Iran. Yeah.
Iran, it's a country that has four seasons.
Oh, okay.
And the summers are hot. Same way, you know, same situation that we've got here.
Yeah.
And my destiny was, and we didn't have the decent shovels that we have here.
No.
We had pieces of board nailed to a long handle board.
My God.
Wooden board. And then, we could not do any of this thing here.
Now, Dad, you guys had a car, right?
No, we never had a car. My dad had a car.
That's what I meant.
He had one of those cars that has a wood side.
Uh-huh.
Wood sides.
Okay, so Grandpa had a vehicle.
He had a vehicle.
Okay. And now you've described that you had to sleep on like a
on the floor.
Yeah, on the floor.
Carpeted floor.
So if you don't even have a bed, I mean, what do you certainly didn't have like mittens and hats and.
All right, listen to this. My bed was consisted of a pillow, a cushion, pretty big cushion to take care of my entire body.
Yeah.
And blanket. And we had a room that would house 10 people sleeping in there. It was that big.
10 people, okay. Who did?
We all had a space on the floor. That's in the winter months.
Right.
Summer month, we had one of those folding chairs.
Yeah?
We all had that. Everything goes outside.
Wow. So you sleep outside.
In the yard.
It's like sleeping by the fire in Grayling.
Right. Now, my mom had a steel bed. Very, very heavy, very large
bed.
And I bet you that bed here would have cost $3,000.
So grandma's sleeping on a $3,000 bed and you guys are sleeping on the floor?
Like that. In the morning.
What the?
All our parts, the pillows and all that, would be folded, put up in one area. And had a plastic that would cover it in case of rain.
Boy, Grandma really wasn't about the kids, was she?
Oh, Grandma, we had this wooden chair, folding chairs.
She's like, you guys sleep in these camp chairs, and I'll be in the bed in the air conditioning.
There was no air conditioning.
Right.
But sleeping outdoors. That's outdoors. And then we had a nice porch.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it rained, we all get up, and Grandma knew how to pick up her stuff and all that.
Uh-huh.
And everybody goes on the porch. And, of course, now we had that. The folding chair was great. We carry our own beds up there.
Okay.
All set.
Let me ask you this.
I gotta go back in the house.
When you, in the wintertime, did you have boots and gloves and hats and a coat?
Hell no. We just had a... We had coats. We were warm.
Yeah. I mean, were you able to, like...
the things that you guys have got here.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you had to live like that.
And then, that room that we sleep in...
Yeah.
...had 1, 2, 3 large windows.
Uh-huh.
In the summertime, when we had to go sleep in, you know, all those windows stay open. Rain couldn't bother it because it had, like, soft...
Okay. All right. It wasn't like a... Was it like a dirt floor?
It was carpeted.
Oh, it did have carpet.
Dirt floor in that room, carpeted.
Wait a minute.
We slept on a carpeting.
Wait a minute. Was it? Did you?
Not a dirt floor. Well, we went in a house, but the folding chairs always went in that balcony that we had in the front.
Okay.
So we kept sleeping in the
right. I wonder.
In that area. Now, my mom had to go in a house.
Was this a house that grandma owned, or did she rent it from someone?
We owned the house.
You did? So
yes.
She ended up selling that when she moved?
Eventually. She split that in half. Now, the yard was so big, they built a wall between and made it two houses.
Yeah.
Now, that was a modern home. We had... we pump water in a big tank upstairs at the building.
Yeah.
That would have been our regular water. We had a shower.
Maybe it's still in her name and you inherited it. We can move back there.
No, we didn't. She sold all that. It's gone.
All right. I love taking those trips down to your past, you know, or back in the past. People like hearing how you grew up, stuff like that.
Well. And then I gotta tell you, we had a police department right across from us.
I know that. Yeah.
And they'd come up there to borrow, when they had a guest in that police department, they'd come up there to borrow knives, forks, plates,
right,
all that stuff.
And those were your boys there. They helped you out, those guys, right?
Oh, they're my buddies.
Okay.
All my buddies.
Nathan writes this, Dad. Dear Meathead, my wife and kids have a disagreement about exercise. Nathan says that if the kids are playing, that's not exercise. Okay? He wants them to, like, you know, go out and, get the blood pumping, like running or doing the stair climber or something like that a few days a week. He says, is this too much for 10 and 12-year-olds?
No, I don't think so. I think a light item. They don't have to get out there and run. That's not the way I exercise. Exercise is just totally stay on the area that you're working on. Like, you know, we had dumbbells and barbells.
Right.
You know.
So the wife says if they're outside playing, that is good enough. Do you agree with that?
No. Exercise is good. A 10, 12-year-old person... gentle exercises, arms, strictly arms and body. Move your legs up and down, arms the same way. Or you want to put them on a little dumbbells and barbells, okay, but I think they're too young to lift up too much.
Okay, so 10 and 12-year-olds, you only want them to work out their arms?
Well, no sit-ups.
Okay.
No, we did all of those.
These kids are going to have arms like Popeye.
No, but it's not necessary for kids to do that.
Okay.
They're out there playing. That play in itself is a lot of exercise.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Isn't going outside playing, that's exercise, is it not?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So they don't necessarily have to go run a marathon if they're outside playing, playing tag.
15, 16, 17, 18, maybe it's worth going.
Right.
I'd say anywhere after age 15, you should be able to do
that. You know, I mean, if kids, I always heard that it doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be pulling weeds. And if that's...
It's exercise, right?
Yeah.
There.
I think Nathan is, I'm like you, I'm going to side with Nathan's wife and say that... you don't need to do that. Kids can, if they're playing, that's their exercise. That's at least the way I was taught.
Sure. Now, you can start worrying about it when the kid sleeps till 11 o'clock in the morning and gets up
right.
and does simply nothing, just done by the video game and
correct.
All that?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I agree with you. You got to get them moving.
Yeah. And the women invented the video games, they ought to be hung. I'm telling you. And then put it in front of the kids, and there's a battle in the house, parents against the kids. You can't be doing that. You can't be doing that. No, the kid wants to do that. A lot of exercises are good for the kid.
Yeah, I think that you got to be careful with video games because they are really, really engaging, and it's fun.
Oh, yes.
It's really fun, and it becomes, because it consumes people, young and old. You know that.
Sure.
That's all they do, as opposed to, talking with people, getting exercise, things like that. You know,
I remember years ago there was some kind of that when it started this thing. That we sat in front of it,
yeah,
and played something as one game that was Atari.
Correct.
Or Pac-Man and all that. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was, those were very basic, but man,
yeah,
they...
Yeah, but that, I was becoming addicted to that myself.
Oh, we loved that. It was spectacular. Oh, my God. I remember those games... I mean, compared to what they are now, they're so rudimentary, but they were still very expensive to buy.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I think we had about two or three games. We just played the hell out of it.
Space Invaders.
Yes. Man, you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Mentality isn't going that deep.
You're fine. You remembered Pac-Man. That's the big one, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm about out of time, Dad. But as always, I think you did a great job. You and Joanne both.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And remember,
look forward to this thing.
Of course. And remember, talking isn't going to help his idiosyncrasies.
Absolutely. There you go.
Old people don't have patience.
Yep.
Anger is a mental problem we all have. And how do you stop ignorance?
Whoa.
These are all the...
These are subject and a half.
Those are key points that you said.
Yeah.
Okay. Joanne, I love you very much.
I love you too, honey.
Okay, and be safe with the snow. Try to be careful. Don't do too much, and I'll talk to you very soon, okay?
Yeah, okay, and give our love to the family, and, you know...
Yep. Okay, will do. Talk to you guys.
Okie doke. I love you, Claudius, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, indeed. Okay, guys, take care.
Bye-bye.
See ya. And the cats in the cradle and the silver.